Life's too short to settle for the same old things. Whether you're picking up a new hobby or checking out that hot new restaurant in town, Movement keeps your look and lifestyle fresh with sleek, ultra-clean watches at a price that won't break your budget. With a wide range of fresh, modern designs and industry-leading materials, life never gets old with a Movement on your wrist. Make your everyday sidekick for life's adventures a Movement watch. Get 20% off at MVMT.com with code SLEEK. That's MVMT.com, code SLEEK.
We know y'all can cook real good, but sometimes the crew just wants Popeyes for dinner. And who can blame them? With our 10-piece box, everyone gets lots of our juicy, crunchy, and tasty mixed signature chicken for a price you'll love, too. So treat yourself and the crew to a chicken feast everyone can enjoy tonight. And get our 10-piece box at your nearest Popeyes today. Trust me, you're all gonna love it. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At The Rim. This is a show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA, the National Basketball Association. Coming up on this edition of the program, we give you the latest league leaders, standings, and games for the upcoming week in the NBA. Of course, the second half of the NBA season is well underway, and teams are fighting for supremacy as they hope to lock down playoff spots and even get an opportunity to play in the play-in tournament. So that should be a lot of fun, and that's what's coming up on this edition of the program. First, I got to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Kevin Durant, the biggest fish that came out of the pond in this year's trade deadline. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, the trade went from gone from Brooklyn to the Dallas Mavericks. And the biggest piece that was moved in the trade deadline was Kevin Durant. Kevin goes from the East Coast in Brooklyn to the West Coast, being in the desert in Phoenix. Kevin made his debut during the week on March the 1st against the Charlotte Hornets. He scored 23 points, giving Phoenix a 105-91 win over the Charlotte Hornets. And then 2 days later on March the 3rd against the Chicago Bulls, Durant would score 20 points, moving him up to now 13th on the NBA's all-time scoring list. So finally, the wait is over with. So Kevin Durant has had two games under his belt as a member of the Phoenix Suns, and so far, so good. Everything seems to be going according to plan. Everything seems to be in line with one another right now. You've got Kevin Durant along with another rising superstar representing one of the great young faces in the league, and Devin Booker. And, of course, you have a future first ballot Hall of Famer, the floor general himself, and Chris Paul. So there's a lot of pressure for Phoenix for the remainder of the year and going into the playoffs and to possibly make that championship run. But long story short, Kevin Durant coming back from the knee injury and made his Suns debut this week playing in two games. So far, so good. Looks very impressive. Again, it remains to be seen what happens going forward, barring no injuries and, of course, with the load management. But right now, so far, so good. A lot of us are saying that Phoenix may win the NBA championship this year. I don't know about that as of yet. I mean, Kevin currently only has two games under his belt as this show is airing. But so far, so good for Phoenix for making that move in the trade deadline, the biggest acquisition in this year's trade deadline, with landing Kevin Durant and bringing him to the West Coast to play for the Phoenix Suns. And I know that's going to be a big relief that he has playing alongside Devin Booker and, of course, the great point guard himself in Chris Paul. So big ups to Kevin Durant. Congratulations for returning from injury and making his Phoenix Suns debut this week. My next storyline is going to be LeBron James. LeBron is going to be reevaluated in 3 weeks. He suffered a right foot injury against the Dallas Mavericks this past weekend. I don't know if some of you watched the game last weekend on ABC when LeBron was telling LeBron was saying that he heard something pop as he went down to the court attempting a layup or attempting a shot. He went down, and he said he thought he heard something pop. Long story short, he finished the game, and but x-rays were taken, and they were saying that he had suffered a tendon injury in his right foot, and he would be reevaluated in about 3 weeks. Now, there's reports that are going around that saying that he may have an arthritic ankle. Now, if you know about LeBron James and his injury history, you would know that LeBron has been one of the toughest, one of the most durable players in the history of the NBA. LeBron's never had an ACL injury. He's never had really a serious injury that's kept him out for a long period of time. Never with a knee. I don't ever recall him having maybe even a hamstring injury or anything like that. The only thing I remember, even in the days when he played in Cleveland and Miami, was always primarily foot and an ankle injury. But other than that, LeBron has always been one of the most durable players in the league. I mean, here's a man that spends, according to him, he spends $500,000 a year body. So LeBron is definitely committed to the long haul. He's definitely committed to someone that has preserved his body, not just physically, but also try to keep it in a great mental space as well. So again, LeBron James is going to be out for a while due to suffering a tendon injury in his right foot. He suffered the injury last weekend against the Dallas Mavericks. He was hurt while attempting to make a basket, and when he got to the ground, he held his foot, and he said he heard a pop, and he was walking with a limp following the game. He did finish the game, but nevertheless, LeBron's going to be out for a minute, and he's going to be reevaluated in 3 weeks. And again, there's another report coming out saying that he may have an arthritic right ankle. We'll find out all of those details when the 3 weeks come about for the reevaluation. But again, LeBron James, one of the best in the NBA, one of the most toughest, one of the most durable in the league, and for the Lakers, because the Lakers are right at the cusp of possibly earning a berth in the play-in tournament now with the injury to LeBron and, of course, the Anthony Davis situation. You know, we never know what his health is going to be. D'Angelo Russell is also out with an injury as well. So this kind of dims the playoff hopes of the Los Angeles Lakers. This even dims the hopes of a possible berth in the play-in tournament. But hopefully a lot of Laker fans out there are hoping and praying that if the injury is not too serious where they can treat it and LeBron can be back out on the court the remainder of the year, where the Lakers can possibly try to earn a spot in the play-in tournament. And for my last storyline, I mentioned about the longevity and being consistent when it comes to LeBron James. Also, we talk about the consistency with a player like a Kevin Durant. Well, someone that is just walking into his prime and someone that is so athletic and so gifted could be putting his long-term generational wealth and long-term prospects in jeopardy. Ja Morant right now currently is a two-time NBA All-Star. He's won a league Most Improved Player of the Year. He's also a league Rookie of the Year. Ja Morant is one of the most electrifying players in the league. His playing style is caution to the wind. Very athletic. Someone that has a never-say-die attitude. Someone that's always willing to put his body on the line, and always somebody that's he's exciting. He's exciting. He has all of this flair to his play. And, I mean, he represents one of the rising stars in the NBA. However, his choices that he's been making and the things that have been put out about him recently have not been good. There's been an Instagram live video that has surfaced of Ja being at a strip club late night hours, and he appears to be flashing a gun. And then also, too, in the video, he was wearing a diamond pendant that was a gift to him from Nike at the NBA All-Star game back in February. Now, and this is just a list of stuff that Ja has been involved in recent memory. There's also an incident that was reported earlier in the week. It is alleged that Morant was accused of repeatedly punching a 17-year-old boy in the head, and he threatened him with a gun after a dispute in a pickup basketball game at Morant's house. Now, Ja claims it was self-defense and that the boy had threw a basketball at his head before Morant started swinging. Now, this is all alleged. It's, you know, this is an allegation. Nothing is etched in stone, but again, this is an allegation. And then there's also another story that has surfaced where the head of a security at a mall said Morant had threatened him and that a member of Morant's crew had pushed him. So with all of this stuff that has come out as of recent, and then, of course, there was the incident that happened when he, at the end of the game recently against the Houston Rockets, he did a gun celebration in a game against the Houston Rockets. That's been documented on that as well. And then also, he's being investigated by the NBA earlier this season after members of the Indiana Pacers accused Ja's quote-unquote homeboys of pointing a red laser at them following a confrontation. So this has been a lot going on with Ja Morant for the last year, almost 2 years or so, and this is not good. Here is a gentleman that just recently signed his rookie Supermax extension, well over $200 million. That is a lot of money. So you recently just signed your Supermax extension for well over $200 million and a lot of guaranteed money. You have an endorsement deal with Nike. You've got all of these endorsements. You've got all of this stuff that's coming down the pipeline. And all of this stuff that's coming out about you recently, this is not good at all. This is bad. And Shannon Sharp, who has a show called Undisputed on FS1, which he co-hosts with Skip Bayless, he said that Ja is hustling backwards. And I agree with him on that. He is hustling backwards. If you have all of this talent and then this generational wealth that's right on your lap, and you have an opportunity to not only change your life, but to change your family's lives and the people's lives that are around you, and you're doing stupid stuff, just making poor choices, doing stupid stuff, and that is not right at all. Number one, you've got to change the people around you. If 9 times out of 10, the people that he's around, they're influencing him, he has to get better friends around him. That's number one. Number two, just because the quote unquote friends that you have, they cannot go with you. They can't go where you're trying to go. You're on to bigger and better things, and you're continuing to move up in your life and in your career. You have to tell those people goodbye because they cannot go with you. And we're seeing it in decisions that he's making, flashing a gun at a strip club on Instagram Live. And then there's the alleged reports of him having a fight with the teenager and threatening him with the gun. And there was reports of him being at the shopping mall and one of his associates has shoved the security guard. It's just so much happening. And then flashing the red laser. One of his associates had flashed the red laser at the Pacers teammates. It's alleged. But all of this stuff is going on. He's got to get a new crop of friends. Get you some better friends. And number three, a better support system. I don't know what's going on with Ja's parents. I don't know where the mother's role is in all of this. We've seen a lot of Ja's dad, T. Morant, at a lot of Grizzlies games. We've seen T. involve himself in some very sticky situations, including the Grizzlies game against the Lakers. We know the whole Shannon Sharp deal. T involved himself in that as well. Thank God nobody got hurt in that. But I don't know. It just seems that Ja's dad, T, is not being a father to him. He's being more of his friend. Far as father and son relationships are concerned, I'll say like this. Rest in peace to my dad. Me and my father had a great relationship. But I remember very vividly my father always telling me, he says, son, I am your friend, but remember, I am your father first. And don't you forget that. And Ja Morant's dad, T, has got to be a father to his son. Because it seems like he's living through him. Maybe that's just me, but it seems like he's living through his son. All the things that his dad didn't have. Now, if you do the research on Ja's parents, Ja's mother was an athlete in high school and college, and Ja's dad, T, was an exceptional basketball player in his day as well. But they've got to step up and be more parental and a little bit less on the friendly side. They can't, you know, both the mom and the dad, they've got to step up to the plate, and then they could be friends second, because this situation, these situations that he's alleged to have been in are not good at all. This is not good at all. And we see it not just here in America. Not only do we see it all over the world, not only do we see it in all communities, but specifically in the Black community, so much wasted talent. Talent is wasted either on drugs, alcohol, making poor choices, and being around the wrong people. Ja, you got to get it together, bro. You have so much to lose. You have to get around people that have everything to lose. The people that are around you, they have nothing to lose. Ja, you have everything to lose. You got to get your stuff together, my man. You are a fantastic together, man, because you don't know what you got till it's gone. And once you lose it, that is it. Those other people that were around you, they're going to go move on to somebody else. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Life's too short to settle for the same old things. Whether you're picking up a new hobby or checking out that hot new restaurant in town, Movement keeps your look and lifestyle fresh with sleek, ultra-clean watches at a price that won't break your budget. With a wide range of fresh, modern designs and industry-leading materials, life never gets old with a Movement on your wrist. Make your everyday sidekick for life's adventures a Movement watch. Get 20% off at MVMT.com with code SLEEK. That's MVMT.com, code SLEEK.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. It is dumb.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for the current league leaders and standings in the association. Let's start off with the league leaders. In points per game, the current leading scorer in the NBA is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 33 points per game. Coming in at number two is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. At number three, Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. At number four, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. And at number five, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a.k.a. SGA, representing the Oklahoma City Thunder. Our next category is going to be rebounds per game. At number one, Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. He's averaging 12.3 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two from the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. At number three, one of the leading candidates for the league MVP. He represents the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic. At number four, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And at number five, Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks. Next category is assists per game. Coming in at number one, James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging close to 11 assists per game. Tied for second, Ice Trey Young from the Atlanta Hawks, and Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. Coming in at number four from the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic. And at number five from the Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant. Next category is steals per game. At number one, representing the Toronto Raptors, OG Anunoby. He's averaging two steals a game. Coming in at number two from the Miami Heat, Jimmy Melton from the Philadelphia 76ers. At number four, Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. Next category is blocks per game. At number one, Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging three blocks per game. At number two, Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. At number three, Brooke Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number four, Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. And at number five, Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz. Next category, field goal percentage. At number one, Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. He's shooting 70% from the field. At number two, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. At number three, Mason Plumlee from the Los Angeles Clippers. At number four, Brandon Clark from the Memphis Grizzlies. And at number five, Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Category that we have is three-point field goals made. Coming in at number one, Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers. At number two, one of the Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors. At number three, Damian Lillard, a.k.a. Dame Dolla, from the Portland Trail Blazers. At number four, Donovan Mitchell from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at number five, from the Portland Trail Blazers, Anfernee Simons. Next category is three-point percentage. At number one, from the Boston Celtics, Malcolm Brogdon. He's shooting 46% from three-point range. At number two, representing the Denver Nuggets, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Tied for third, we have Isaiah Joe from the Oklahoma City Thunder and Luke Kennard from the Memphis Grizzlies. And coming in fifth place, Al Horford from the Boston Celtics. Next category, free throw percentage. At number one, from the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant. He's shooting 93% from the free throw line. Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat, and the other Splash Brother from the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry. And at number four, Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. And at number five, his teammate, Anfernee Simons. And then the last category that we have is minutes per game. At number one, representing the Toronto Raptors, Pascal Siakam, a.k.a. Spicy P. He's averaging close to 38 minutes per game. Coming in at number two, Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. Tied for third, we have Kyrie Irving from the Dallas Mavericks, and Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. And coming in fifth, James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. And those are your current league leaders in the NBA. All right, before we go to break, here are the current standings in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. Currently at number one, the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 45-17. Coming in at number two, the Boston Celtics in 19. Coming in at number three, the Philadelphia 76ers. They have a record of 40-22. Coming in at number four, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Their record is 39-26. Coming in at number five, the New York Knicks. They have a record of 38-27. And at number six, the Brooklyn Nets. They have a record of 35-28. So if the playoffs started today, Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia, Cleveland, New York, and Brooklyn would all be in the playoffs. Remember, the first six teams get in the playoffs. The first six teams get automatic playoff berths. So Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia, Cleveland, New York, and Brooklyn would all be automatic bids into the playoffs. At number seven, the Miami Heat. They have a record of 33-31. At number eight, the Atlanta Hawks. They have a record of 32-31. At number nine, the Toronto Raptors. They have a record of 31-33. And at number 10, the Washington Wizards. They have a record of 30-32. So, if the play-in tournament started today, Miami, Atlanta, Toronto, and Washington would all get in. Remember, in order to qualify for the play-in tournament, you have to finish in either seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth place. So seeds 7 through 10 would be eligible to play in the play-in tournament. So again, if the play-in tournament started today, Miami, Atlanta, Toronto, and Washington would coming in 11th, the Chicago Bulls. They have a record of 29-35. Coming in 12th, the Indiana Pacers. They have a record of 28-36. Coming in 13th, the Orlando Magic. They have a record of 27-37. Followed by in 14th place are the Charlotte Hornets with a record of 20-45. And in last place in the Eastern Conference are the Detroit Pistons. Let's move over now to the Western Conference. Currently in first place, the Denver Nuggets. They have a record of 45-19. Coming in at number two, the Memphis Grizzlies. They have a record of 38-24. Coming in third, the Sacramento Kings. Their record is 37-25. Coming in fourth place, the Phoenix Suns. Their record is 35-29. In fifth place, the Golden State Warriors. Their record is 34-30. And in sixth place, the Dallas Mavericks. They have a record of 30-31. So if the playoffs started today, Denver, Memphis, Sacramento, Phoenix, Golden State, and Dallas would all get in. As I stated earlier, the teams that finish in places 1 through 6, they get automatic bids into the playoffs. So again, Denver, Memphis, Sacramento, Phoenix, Golden State, and Dallas will all get automatic bids into the playoffs. Let's continue. Currently in seventh place, the Minnesota Timberwolves. They have a record of 33-32. Coming in at number eight are the Los Angeles Clippers, Utah Jazz. They're currently in ninth place. They have a record of 31-33. And in 10th place are the New Orleans Pelicans. They have a record of 31-33. So if the play-in tournament started today, remember, teams that qualify in places 7th through 10th, they're automatic locks. They're eligible to be in the play-in tournament. So if the play-in tournament started today, Minnesota, LA Clippers, Utah, and New Orleans would all be in the play-in tournament. Remember, places 7th through 10th, Minnesota currently in 7th, the LA Clippers currently in 8th, Utah is currently in 9th, and New Orleans is currently in 10th. So Minnesota, LA Clippers, Utah, and New Orleans would all be eligible. Continue with the rest of the standings in the Western Conference. Currently in 11th place, the Los Angeles Lakers. They have a record of 30-34. In 12th place are the Oklahoma City Thunder with a record of 29-34. Currently in 13th, the Portland Trail Blazers. They have a record of 29-34. And then in 14th place are the San Antonio Spurs. And in dead last in the Western Conference are the Houston Rockets. So there you have it. Those are your current standings in the association. When we come back from the break, we'll give you the upcoming games for the week in the NBA. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Before we get on out of here, let's give you the upcoming games for the week that will be in the NBA. Let's start off with March the 4th, Saturday. We've got some big ones between the Detroit Pistons versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. Also, the Atlanta Hawks go up against the Miami Heat. The Houston Rockets go up against the San Antonio Spurs in the Battle of Texas. Also got a big one between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Sacramento Kings in a televised game between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Milwaukee Bucks. Going to be a big one, as this could be, I emphasize the words could be, this could be a preview of this year's NBA Finals. We have two MVP candidates and two of the best big men currently in the league, with Joel Embiid representing the Philadelphia 76ers and Giannis Antetokounmpo representing the Milwaukee Bucks. And then on Sunday, March the 5th, we've got a big one between the Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks. Could be a preview, could be a preview of this year's Western Conference Finals. You've got Phoenix, as I mentioned earlier in the program, with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and of course, the future first ballot Hall of Famer, Chris Paul. And for the Dallas Mavericks, you've got the duo of Mr. Kyrie Irving and, of course, Luka Doncic, who is currently the leading scorer in the NBA. Also, some other key games to pass along to you. The Indiana Pacers going up against the Chicago Bulls. You got the Battle of California, a big one with Golden State and the Los Angeles Lakers. As they say, from the Bay to LA, and you got a big one. Steph Curry not ready as of yet to return, but Golden State still holding its own with the other Splash brother, Klay Thompson, and of course, Draymond Green. Never a dull moment with him. And then you've got Jordan Poole, and also Dante DiVincenzo has played nicely as of late for the Dubs. And as for the Lakers, they're fighting for their playoff lives. Again, no LeBron for the foreseeable future. So they're going to be holding on and hanging on for dear life. But it should be a good one down in L.A. between the Warriors and the Lakers. Also, we've got the Charlotte Hornets going up against the Brooklyn Nets. Also, as I mentioned earlier, the Portland Trailblazers going up against the Orlando Magic. Also, the San Antonio Spurs versus the Houston Rockets in the Battle of Texas, followed by you got Utah going up against Oklahoma City. You've got Milwaukee going up against Washington. You've also got the Memphis Grizzlies going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. This could be a preview of the Western Conference Finals. Again, as I mentioned earlier in the program about Memphis, Ja Morant, troubled for the time being, but nevertheless, one of the most talented players in the league. Memphis definitely making that playoff push, and the Los Angeles Clippers, again, they're still trying to figure out things with their newest addition, Russell Westbrook. Try to get that chemistry going with him alongside Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. And then you've got, of course, a classic rivalry between the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics. The Knicks playing very well as of late, particularly with Julius Randle making some big shots. And, of course, with the Boston Celtics so on fire right now with Jaylen Brown and, of course, Mr. Jason Tatum, who is definitely an MVP candidate. We move along now to Monday, March the 6th, where we've got the Portland Trailblazers going up against the Detroit Pistons, the Boston Celtics going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers, That should be an exciting game, followed by the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Indiana Pacers, the Atlanta Hawks going up against the Miami Heat. You've also got the Toronto Raptors going up against the Red Hot Denver Nuggets, and then the New Orleans Pelicans go up against the Sacramento Kings. Tuesday, March the 7th, we've got the Washington Wizards going up against the Detroit Pistons. The Milwaukee Bucks go up against the Orlando Magic. The Charlotte Hornets square off against the Philadelphia 76ers square off against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Golden State Warriors are going to go up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Brooklyn Nets go up against the Houston Rockets. We also have the Utah Jazz going up against the Dallas Mavericks. And then the Memphis Grizzlies square off against the Los Angeles Lakers. Wednesday, March the 8th, the Atlanta Hawks go up against the Washington Wizards. The Dallas Mavericks square off against the New Orleans Pelicans. The Portland Trail Blazers go up against the Boston Celtics. The Cleveland Cavaliers will square off against the Miami Heat. The Oklahoma City Thunder will go up against the Phoenix Suns. The Chicago Bulls will square off against the Denver Nuggets. And the Toronto Raptors will go up against the Los Angeles Clippers. Thursday, March the 9th, the Houston Rockets will go up against the Indiana Pacers. We also have the Utah Jazz going up against the Orlando Magic, followed by the Charlotte Hornets going up against the Detroit Pistons. Got a big one in Memphis, which could be, I emphasize those two words again, could be a preview of this year's Western Conference Finals, the Golden State Warriors going up against the Memphis Grizzlies. We know about, listen, these men, two individuals have been jawjacking on Twitter this past week with Dylan Brooks and Mr. Draymond Green. Dylan said that Draymond is not that great of a player without Steph Curry. He would just be average. And Draymond, you know, he had his war of words. Dylan have been going back and forth on the social media platforms. So we know about Golden State and Memphis, that bad blood that has carried over from the playoffs last year. And it's carrying over right now. So that's going to be an interesting game in Memphis on Thursday, March the 9th, between the Warriors and the Grizzlies. We also have the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Milwaukee Bucks, and then we have the New York Knicks going up against the Sacramento Kings. And on Friday, March the 10th, we have the Atlanta Hawks going up against the Washington Wizards, the Portland Trail Blazers going up against the Philadelphia 76ers, the Brooklyn Nets will square off against the Minnesota Timberwolves, Cavaliers will square off against the Miami Heat, the Denver Nuggets will square off against the San Antonio Spurs, and then we have the Toronto Raptors going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. And there you have it. Those are your games for the upcoming week in the NBA. Again, we're in the second half of the season, and things are getting hot and heavy as teams look to make that playoff push, and teams are looking to try to make that push to get a spot in the play-in tournament. So not a dull moment in the NBA. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. I want to say a special, big special thank you to you, the listeners, for tuning in on this edition of the program. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us, well, with me, I should say, on the program. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim.